Well, unfortunately, the Wallabies lost to Ireland 24, well, it was 27-24. That was Sunday morning our time in Dublin. Sean McMahon joins us now. G'day, Sean.
How's it going, lads?
Mate, you rallied well. You were trailing 17-0 and then got back to 27-24.
Yeah, you know, in the end, you know, the results didn't go our way, but, you know, when you let the first half go like that and to come back as strong as we did in the second half, you know, it was a good effort by the boys, but, you know, we left it a bit too late.
Sean, there was always the thought that Ireland, in this real purple patch of form currently, you know, coming off that win, then a narrow loss against the mighty All Blacks, that they were always going to be the toughest game of this tour, and it sort of worked out that way, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, every match over here has been a tough game. You know, they were no different. Ireland were an exceptional side the way they played, and they have been playing over the previous weeks. But, you know, test match rugby, is every game's tough. And, you know, coming into this week, it's just going to be as tough coming up against England.
How, I know you lost over there in Ireland, but it would have been good fun, the build-up and everything that goes with being in that part of the world. It's an amazing place.
Yeah, Ireland's a great place, especially Dublin. There's plenty going on, and, you know, Aviva Stadium's one of the greats around the world, and the Ireland supporters and the crowd are unbelievable. They rally around their team, and, you know, it was such a great week to be there. The atmosphere was unbelievable.
It wasn't such great. Oh, I mean, the atmosphere, you could feel it, you know, coming through from the crowd at Lansdowne Road, but what you got a thumping from the old referee, mate. 13-3, the penalty count in the end. Michael Checker not happy, but they did put the set piece under enormous pressure, the Irish, and that, you know, some of the penalties came on the back of that pressure.
Yeah, you know, Ireland did very well in all their set piece throughout the game. You know, you can't ever leave it down to the referee's call, you know, so we just need to get better and build on some of the slight issues that we had and just continue to build as a team in those areas and focus on that going into this week.
When does Dean Mum know his fate, mate, after that dangerous lifting tackle? I mean, if he goes, that means you'll start, I'd imagine.
Well, he's got his exciting interview as such tomorrow, our time over here, so we'll see what the result is there. But, you know, there's plenty of great back rows over here. You've got the Petty Tamani as well, and Scott Fardy could also fill that role, so depending on what happens on that situation, just depends how Czech wants to fill that back row.
Mate, the English, you know, led by our Aussie coach in Eddie Jones, they keep giving it to the Wallabies, and I think they've won 13 in a row. They're going for that. Well, all but one of them under the guidance of Eddie Jones, and of course they beat you guys 3-0 over here on our soil. So there's plenty of motivation here, Sean.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they've had an exceptional year, especially with Eddie Jones at the helm there, getting them there. You know, there's plenty of motivation. Obviously, the June series wasn't great for us, but, you know, as I said before, you know, every test match is all you really need, motivation enough, you know, getting the opportunity to throw that gold jersey on and have a crack. But, you know, there's always that little June series in the back of your mind that you want to make up for.
Can I ask, Will Genia, do you think he'll play?
You know, I have no idea about that situation. Obviously, he's aligned with his club stud, Francais, over this way. So it really just depends on them. I don't have any knowledge of what that situation is.
Sean, did you get to see the match, the Wallaby 15 up against that French Barbarian 15? And if you did, what did you think of that? And what did you think of the debut of Marika Korobiti?
Yeah, obviously we didn't get to go to Bordeaux to watch those boys, but we had it streaming in the team room, and, you know, it was good to see everyone, you know, getting out there, having a crack, development players, and, you know, good to see Marika get an opportunity to get back into Union and get a game under his belt before next season, because obviously he's playing with the team that I represent down in Melbourne as well. So, you know, I thought he did well, but as he said himself, you know, he's got a lot to learn and build on. But I think this this tour has really helped him as a player to get that knowledge early.
Well, I reckon you've got yourself a superstar there at the Melbourne Rebels. There's no doubt, Sean. And just a quick one. What are the boys as a team thinking about Semirad Radra looks like he's signed with Toulon. He's leaving the Parramatta Eels to go and play in France.
Yeah, so, you know, all the boys are reading the papers today and you kind of see that. So it'll be very interesting to see, you know, what he provides for Toulon. They're such an elite side and are well known for having great players in their side, such as Mardano, Mac Guido, Drew Mitchell. So it'll be interesting to see him go over there and what he's able to do for them at the side.
Sean, thanks for your time, mate. We wish you well against England. It'll be great to finish with a big win.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Well done. Sean McMahon there. Australia play England on Sunday morning at 1:30 a.m. That's Eastern time, and it'll be at Twickenham, so great venue. Oh.